flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, February 1st. And we are still efforting our guests. We still keep his intro music coming, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. He probably heard you say that about, Reese's Pieces.
Well, at least he could do is bring us back some.
Okay, well, he's sitting there going, I'll show Sam.
I'm sure there were plenty of them down there. You know, it's a big week, and you know, we'll be hoping he gets to join us and talk about what went on this week, what goes on this week during Senior Bowl week in Mobile, Alabama. The players go down there. I mean, for years, it was always revered as a place where senior college players could go and get their first check.
Right.
You know, that's long gone, huh?
Yeah, it is. They still might be some of those getting them for the first time.
Maybe some, but for the most part, most of these guys who are going down there, they've had a little something in their pocket the last 2-3 years. But
isn't that weird to think about? I mean, somebody probably made about $50,000, maybe a little NIL money that senior year, and that's a pretty good check, right?
Yeah.
But then they think about some of these others, and it's like, man. Talk about class envy.
Yeah.
And you're not even supposed to be getting it now.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, as a paid athlete yet, but this other little side thing that's going on and we're witnessing, there are people who are feeling lesser because they only got 5 digits as opposed to 6 or 7.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's going to be that because they didn't put up any, to me, they didn't put up any guardrails when they started it as far as the NIL goes. But, you know, you said some schools way back would say, okay, some guys were walking through the parking lot after games, walk to a certain parking lot and get what they wanted. And
yeah.
So we'll find out more about what the guys got this time along.
Go ahead, bring him on.
Let's bring him on this morning because he's fresh back from wonderful Mobile. And did you bring us any Reese's Pieces back, D. Orlando Ledbetter?
He's been going on about that at D. Led. I don't, you know.
It's sponsored by Reese's. I know you brought us some product.
Right? Don't worry about it if you didn't. I'm okay.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Told you.
Yeah, trying to cut down on the sweets there.
Thank you.
Okay.
See, we trying to get, you know, we staying healthy, me and D-Led.
Well, me too.
All right, well, then you should ask for no chocolate.
They're the sponsor.
I get it. All right, we just gave him a little shout. Okay. Now let's move on. Keep our weight down. Happy February, D-Led.
It is February 1st.
Happy February, Black History Month to you, Greg and Sam. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, but actually, this is National Freedom Day.
Really?
Did you know that?
All right.
No.
This is National Freedom Day. Today was the day that Lincoln signed the 13th Amendment.
Okay.
Well, awesome. Well, we need to keep putting that history out there while people are trying to take it away.
There you go.
We are going to do that, D-Led. First of all, thoughts about this week. And how many years have you gone to this? This is an annual trip for you, right?
Yeah, it has been. The pandemic threw it off a little bit. And then the year the Falcons had to coach the East-West Shrine, we went out to Vegas. And then I was teaching, so I wouldn't go for the whole time at UGA. But, yeah, this was the first time in a while I've been able to go and get to all the practices and see a lot of the folks around the league. Arthur Smith was in the building, caught up with him. Scott Pioli, old Falcon people were down there. Mike Mayock was out there and about. So, yeah, good trip, good way to stay connected to the information people in the league here.
So at the end of the day, was this business as usual at the Super Bowl and the things that you've covered and how you've covered it like in the past? Or is it a little different because of the changing nature of college football?
Yeah, it's a little different, a little bit more research because these guys have been so many different schools. You know, the Kennard kid from Riverwood, you know, started at Georgia Tech.
Right.
Jared Ivey started at Georgia Tech, went to Ole Miss. Joquavius Marks from Carver, Atlanta, started at Ole Miss and went to USC. So the transfer portal makes it a little bit more, give you a little bit more layers to research on the guys.
Yeah, talk a little bit about Kennard. I remember seeing him in high school out at Riverwood before he went to Tech, and I was always been a little impressed with him. Thoughts about what kind of marks he got down there this week?
Yeah, good marks, good pass rusher, sturdy player, doesn't have the explosiveness for those smaller outside linebackers, but definitely going to get a chance in the league as the former SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Had a great year in South Carolina. So he definitely helped himself down at the Senior Bowl.
Were there people that weren't there that you were surprised didn't show up? Well, I mean, we knew about the top guys, but were there some that, you know, you thought may have needed this opportunity to show, maybe coming back from an injury or just for whatever reason?
Yeah, I thought Will Howard, but, you know, the Ohio State season was so long. Jack Sawyer could have benefited from Ohio State also. Because people want to, they see the big plays. They want to see him against, some of the top tackles in the country. So he would have been good to see, to get a good grade on how high he should go. Jared Wilson from Georgia backed out at the last minute, but I understood why he backed out. He's one of the top centers in the draft. They weren't going to help him too much to be down there, but he should have told the people a little bit sooner than 24 hours before he was going to arrive. Those are some of the people, no real big names. I would like to see the Boise State running back, But same deal, he's going to go high enough to where this wasn't going to help him that much.
You know, he brought up running backs, and I was actually curious as to what you thought about this. Over the last few years, the changing of the conversation about the NFL doesn't utilize the running back the way it has been. But these last few years between Saquon and Derrick Henry and others, the importance of the running back and showing themselves out at these, whether it's the Combine, the Senior Bowl, couldn't be more important, I believe, these days. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, no doubt. That's going to be one of the big stories down at the Super Bowl this week, the rebirth of the running back position and its role within the offense as the league has, gone to a more passing league with the relaxed rules and so forth. But you don't really have a lot of quarterbacks that can operate it. So teams are going to probably, they're going with the RPOs and the run pass options, more running quarterbacks. All four of the quarterbacks in the final four for the NFL were mobile running quarterbacks. So that helps Jalen Milroe, whose accuracy is his issue. It helps Trevor Etienne, the running back from Florida, Georgia, research guy. Because I always mess him up with his brother Travis. But help those running backs. He was voted the best running back at the Senior Bowl. So, I compare him with James Cook coming out. Did okay in college, but James Cook, when he got to the pros, he's taken off in Buffalo. Yeah. Maybe Trevor can do the same.
Yeah, go for spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with D. Orlando Ledbetter, just back from Senior Bowl week down in Mobile, Alabama. He is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. D-Led, talk about what the players have to learn, because you want to see what they do on the field workouts during the course of the week, but they got to comprehend some things. How much of a playbook do they have to learn, things like that? Because I know that the front office people and the scouts from the NFL teams want to know how well they comprehend things and learn in a week's time.
Yeah, no doubt. What has helped this year, and we should see a better game today. It comes on at 2:30 our time. A lot of basketball on today too. But they were able to send them the playbooks early, via laptops and, tablets and so forth. So by the time they got to Mobile, they should, at least know where they're supposed to line up at. And so forth, if they did their homework properly. But so they got them the stuff early. It's the first time I heard of that. And so, they should have been able to hit the ground running. And they did look a little bit better early on than I remember in times past. And then that allowed the coaches to do a lot more competitive drills, which is what the pros like to look at, the one-on-one drills, the 7-on-7, so they didn't have to do so much install at practice. That was done before they got there and done in the ballrooms, walking through stuff before they hit the field. So, yeah, it was really organized. Hats off to Coach Mike Kafka from the Giants and Bubba Petrone from Cleveland. These teams look a lot more organized than in years past.
Now, they get compensation for this, right? I used to always hear this was like, they used to say this is the first check that the guys would get, that those days are long gone, but they do pick up a check for playing this game, right?
Yeah, there's some incentivized deal, but most of it is the exposure and the opportunity to interview for the job market. It's nominal. It's not, six figures or anything like that.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, February 1st, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, it's offseason right now. We're going to put you in charge of delivering the Atlanta Falcons' message. What do you want them focusing on, or you believe the fans want them to focus on this offseason, whether it's what they grab at the Senior Bowl, whether it's the Combine, or just in preparation for next year? What are some of the items that you think, man, they better be looking at this part of the team or this side of the ball?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, they got to look at everything because they're just not good enough right now. They were the ninth seed, you got of a 7-seed situation. So you got to climb up at least 2 seeds. So the quarterback deal is going to be, how you handle that is going to help dictate how the season goes. You got, two different scenarios that could happen. One is, you get to trade them. And you get something back and you cut your losses. The other one is you got to cut them, take your hits, and keep it moving. But the good thing, I was talking to one of the former scouts down there. He said we haven't been tough enough on this new regime. It wasn't a big deal that they messed the money up on the contract. He said you can always fix that. And I could tell you how they can do that part of it. But he said you can't keep missing on the draft picks. So we're going to concentrate real heavily on how they move through this draft. You got to hit. You can't be missing in the second round. You can't be missing in the third. You know, they've got some big misses. Jalen Mayfield in the third. Richie Grant in the second. Troy Anderson in the second. You know, those people haven't been able to help you. That's going to be the key, is hitting on those top picks and, get better all the way around, from the coaches all the way down to the kicker. Got to get a kicker. So they got a whole lot to do this offseason. It's going to be, once we get past the Super Bowl, we're going to drill in on it with 10 things the Falcons must do this offseason. And we could probably keep that list going to about 25 things they got to do this offseason.
With that bad, we're not that far off, D-Man. Come on.
You got to get better. If you look at Washington, they thought they were in the championship game. Mm-hmm. And what did the Eagles do? Dropped 55 on them. So, yeah, you far away from the Eagles.
Wow. This is Pro Bowl weekend. Do you watch what's going on in Orlando at all?
No. I got better things to do than watch people play flag football.
Do you? And here's my point. Here's my point this weekend.
Are you going to throw it at them? Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. We only got a minute left. So.
Shouldn't we have a football game during this weekend? Shouldn't today be a football game? I'm not saying those guys, the players are not, I'm not saying the Pro Bowl players are not going to play. They're being honored. This is like Hall of Fame weekend. We honor the Hall of Famers. We have a Hall of Fame game, but the Hall of Famers don't play. Why can't we have a UFL exhibition game today?
That's my idea.
Okay.
I gave you that last week.
Why can't we have that today? Because basically it's the same guys you see playing the Hall of Fame game. Why can't we have that game? Or D-Led, a college all-star game. Or
well, that's, college. That's what we got. That's
yeah, I was going to say.
Okay. Or your top high school teams. Why can't we have Milton against D-Led?
Because ain't nobody going to pay for that. Because nobody in California don't know nothing about Milton. People in Illinois don't know nothing about them.
But just that'd be the reward. I'm looking for a football game.
Okay, that's you.
Okay, on Saturday you have a football. The two top high school teams can play. There need to be some blocking and tackling today in Orlando. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, they could do something. We can move the Legacy Bowl into that slot. That's coming up out of Tulane. The HBCU All-Star Game, that's coming up.
There you go.
Or okay. We could replay the a Celebration Bowl and go South Carolina State, Jackson State again for a rematch.
The Jackson State has already been through the downtown with the trophy on the fire trucks, man. They had a parade down there in the rain. They had a parade in the rain, man. Jackson State, that's what they got going on.
Yeah, well, good luck with getting that game. But let D-Led get some sleep.
We're going to talk top of the hour.
We're going to get into this. But the man, State, he just got
Jackson
home.
Jackson State's on the way to Vegas, too. But we'll get into that. I know you want to miss that trip, D-Led.
I'm going to the Orange Blossom. We got the Bison and FAMU on Labor Day weekend.
We had a couple of big announcements about some HBCU classics, and we're going to get into them at the top of the hour. But D-Led, we thank you for joining us, man.
As always.
Just back from Mobile. We appreciate you. And we may check in with you next week. I know you're going to be down at the Super Bowl doing a lot of work down in New Orleans in between some really good meals, because they have that down in New Orleans like that.
Yeah, no doubt, Sam. Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'll be ready for y'all next week if we need to get ready for the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Have y'all set.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to book you for that. Thanks, D-Led. Enjoy your weekend.
Right. Okay, great, guys. Take care.
There you go. Right, D. Orlando Ledbetter.